The latest from our daily newsletter at podnews.net. We start with an exclusive today from IMS, who's the producer of a podcast called The Programme. He tells us that he couldn't bring himself to advertise his podcast on Facebook on moral grounds, so instead he advertised his podcast somewhere else instead, with a happy ending. You'll find that linked from our show notes and our newsletter today. What kind of audio will listeners pay to subscribe to? Signal Hill Insights points to some data for both podcasting and for broadcast radio, which is too selling subscriptions. Last August, we reported that Anchor was hosting pirated podcasts, and today, Jake Warren says that Message Heard's Finding Natasha is one of those, copied and available with a random piece of generic art on Anchor, then syndicated to Apple and Spotify. Curiously, the Anchor pirate has edited the audio this time to remove any mention of Message Heard. It's been a month since the new Apple Podcasts Connect was launched. Is it fixed yet? Doesn't look like it. Marco Arment reports that ATP, his podcast, disappeared entirely for a while, and he couldn't log into Apple Podcasts Connect at all. And after a month, we can't see any analytics. Not enough data, Apple says. Yet this podcast got 359 downloads through Apple Podcasts on Tuesday. We're also hearing the sort of feedback which is heartbreaking and concerning, saying this is my sole source of income and four out of my five podcasts have now disappeared completely from Apple Podcasts. The URL on the web just shows connecting, and Podcast Connect says we're setting up your account. We have once more reached out to Apple for a statement. Google Chrome is testing a follow button in the browser, which will allow you to get the latest and greatest from your favourite sites directly in Chrome, building on the Open RSS web standard. No word yet on whether it works on podcasts, but if you're using PowerPress or similar, this could be a game changer. Apple announced a number of accessibility improvements for iOS, but didn't announce any live captioning. Those appear to remain only available for desktop users of Chrome and Android phones. Deezer announced an Apple Watch app, but it doesn't support podcasts. And Hindenburg has announced a free conference called Airship One. Speakers include Eric Newsom and Tom Webster. All attendees get 40% off their audio editor. And in podcast news, we've been listening to The Lazarus Heist from the BBC World Service. It's a story about a North Korean hacking group with quite the skills. We've also been enjoying Jules and Jim's Joyride, musician Jules Holland and comedian Jim Moir talking with showbiz friends about their travels. Especially, we're enjoying the fake and surreal sponsors. And Hamish and Andy's Remembering Project, two former radio hosts looking back at a feature they ran on a random day in the last 20 years. It's a fun look into the back office of radio. And that's the latest from our newsletter. For all the links, we're at podnews.net.